Deb, it's a big day today at the Fastest Rookie Luncheon. Tell me a little bit about American Dairy Association of Indiana's involvement and why this is so special with the Indy 500 and the Rookie of the Year Luncheon.
American Dairy Association started this tradition of honoring the fastest rookie in the Indy 500 field 39 years ago. And this is so important to us because we, as the American Dairy Association, Indiana Dairy Farm families, nurture the drink of milk in Victory Circle after each Indianapolis 500, and bringing these fastest rookies, these rookie drivers, that means they're new to the track, we help talk to them about the tradition of the drink of milk in Victory Circle. So it's just another way of helping them learn what our traditions are here and get them excited about the victory. I'm sure they're excited about the possibility of winning the race, but now they're even more excited because they've met the people who are going to be bringing that milk to them in Victory Circle. And the thing about Indy is, you know you've won the race because you got to drink the milk. So it's very special.
When you look at this luncheon, 300 people on the track today and here at the track, that's got to be a great way for you also to get the message about the Dairy Association and milk to the folks visiting.
It is, and we go to great lengths to make sure that we have videos to share that tell the story of how these two industries converge on this day and during the month of May. You know, the ag industry, Indiana dairy farmers producing milk that they then bring to the Indy racers, to the racing fraternity, to those people who work so hard and try so hard to win a grueling race. They get the milk from the farmers who work so hard and face a lot of difficulty to produce milk many times. It's not an easy job. So we love to tell that story of how we get that milk from the farm to you, and in this special place, to you in Victory Circle.
It's been a very long-standing tradition for the drink of milk. How important is that for it to carry on this long to today?
It's very important. It's a wonderful tradition that we in the dairy industry embrace and nurture. This, and the drink of milk in Victory Circle, got its start back in 1936 when Louis Meyer won his second of three wins. He won the race again in 1939, and there he was photographed drinking milk in Victory Lane at the time. And that is how it all got started. So a few years after that, it was made a permanent part of the post-race tradition, so it's been ongoing for many, many years, something in the neighborhood of 80 years, so we're very proud of that. Very happy to be part of one of the most special traditions in the sports world. As a matter of fact, the drink of milk at the Indy 500 was named the sports world's coolest prize, so we love it.